Pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. As a senior myself, I know how important it is to remain healthy and independent in your own home. As a registered nurse, I serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. My meals are ideal for those with diabetes, heart conditions, kidney disease, or a desire for convenient, freshly prepared meals. The meals are not frozen or dried and include fresh fruits and vegetables. There are no contracts to sign, no gimmicks, no counseling to attend, and delivery is available nationwide right to your door. Even half-week orders are now available. Call us today. After all, it's your life, your health. Take control. 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to SeattleSutton.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you," which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The hardest part of any home project is the heavy lifting. But with the Works Aero Cart, the 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier, I can easily move the heaviest loads. The Aero Cart is a wheelbarrow, trailer mover, rock and plant mover, a dolly, bag holder, and more. Its turbo lift technology makes 200 pounds feel like 17. Move it all, lift it all, do it all by yourself. It's Works season. Find the Works Aero Cart in the garden section at your local Home Depot.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites, like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni Spectacular 2016 season. The Wizard of Oz, 42nd Street, Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof, Elton John, and Tim Rice's Aida. Get the best seats today. Season ticket packages are available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Southwest Airlines is the official airline of the Muni.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. With two locations to serve you, St. Charles Office Furniture has a huge inventory and selection. Not sure if you want office furniture in your home? Think again. We have beautiful bookcases to reduce clutter. How about a comfortable chair for your home office? Visit our Wright City or St. Charles location, and you will find furniture you'll be happy to own. That's St. Charles Office Furniture, just off Highway 70 in Wright City, or in St. Charles along Highway 370. Online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com.
If you get Mom a St. Louis Bread Company gift card, you'll get a gift too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for terms and restrictions.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show will be broadcasting live from Here Today in Shrewsbury this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Here Today is a new contemporary discount store offering deals so amazing they could be here today and gone tomorrow. So get in on the fun with the Big 550 KTRS and Here Today in Shrewsbury this Thursday.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
How come?
They will be live on the air from 11 to 1 at Stark Brothers Nurseries and Orchards Company, an hour north of I-70 from St. Peter's on West Georgia Street in Louisiana, Missouri.
So we are on the air.
All moms get a free 4-inch potted annual this weekend in celebration of Stark Brothers' 200th birthday. For more, go to starkbrothers.com. That's StarkBros.com.
It's the Inside Out Show.
Saturday, 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Good bone health.
I'll tell you, that is
so important. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 4th. And ever since I just learned that, May the 4th be with you, I still think it's hilarious. Yeah. So it is May the 4th, and yes, this edition, Opinions Playhouse, is brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Where many of you know, I've been a patient for 43 and a half years. I'm going to tell you all about Ballast Dental Care and why you should go there, but first, I'm lost. Where are we? Round of introductions?
Yes.
Not yet. No, not yet. It's coming up. Opinions on the air. Okay, here it comes. Here it goes. I'm on medication. Hey! There you go. And now, round of introductions. The control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like a second opinion on your financial advice, those two guys would be the ones to talk to. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce the only musician. You don't play anything, do you, Peon?
No.
I play almost some harmonica, but not like the master. The only musician in the room, the only singer in the room, there's only one Dan Strauss in the room. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to my girlfriend, Sandy. It's her birthday today.
Oh.
May the 4th be with you.
It seems like you just did it, but I think you gave us an advanced birthday, like Sandy's going to be...
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
No, he did early in the show.
I did earlier in the show.
I hope she noticed that you went out of your way to make one birthday mention, like four shout-outs. Very well done.
Darn right.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is head of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy has noticed that I'm kind of losing my place today when I'm speaking. And he said, man, he said, you sound just like a friend of mine who got some marijuana-laced, what was it?
Cheese.
Marijuana-laced cheese.
Really?
Wow. Oh. And he didn't know it.
That's weird.
He started acting weird. Yeah.
You got to be careful, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
You really do.
Very careful.
This is a group of guys who's consumed more marijuana-laced cheese than probably anybody else in the world. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Thank you all so much.
So I have a bottom tooth
that is starting to move forward like it's running away from the rest of the bottom teeth. And I hate that. Yeah. And it's just crooked enough now that I think in the next couple of weeks, maybe I got to go, you know.
It's starting to run away from the rest of them.
Well, it's jutting out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out of here. Like, it's trying to get out of my mouth. And I don't know how it got that way. Like a crowding or something. I think when you get older, your teeth start getting kind of screwed up.
You kind of look like Jewel then a little bit. You know, Jewel has that little tooth that kind of...
She did have that.
Yeah, sticks out.
You know who else had that? When Milton Berle would smile, it's like he had one rabbit tooth.
He remember did, that? Yes.
Like one or two
or
rabbit
teeth. Buck teeth, yeah.
So I think I need Invisalign on the bottom here, and I'm not dreading it at all. One, because I'll be going to Balanced Dental Care, and two, I've seen those things, so no big deal. Not like the old metal braces, but it's just bothering me enough. I need it to get back in place. Get right back to where you came from. Maxine Nightingale, you're welcome. Now then, I've been going there 43 years.
Do I hear 53?
No, 43. It's not an auction. And since the very first visit, I have never been uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable one time. And I did it to myself, and I've told you the story. When Dr. Watanabe stepped away, I reached over and cranked the nitrous all the way up.
Oh, that doesn't sound like you.
Until I made myself sick. I was so nauseated. That was my fault. This is a fantastic place. Ballast Dental Care, I know. 43 years. Your whole family's going to love it. And if you have a dentist, but you can't honestly say, wow, I'm crazy about my dentist. I can't wait to go. Then you have no signed contract to stay with him or her. Maybe your dentist just died. That happens. Maybe your dentist retired. Then you're looking for a dentist. Here, I'll make this easy. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. So here's why I'm really upset with Chicago. Chicago is becoming worse than the old, what do you say about Detroit? I mean, my goodness, every time you turn around, it's another Chicago, somebody in a high place going to prison for corruption and governors in prison and this, I don't know. But here's the latest. It says that Chicago has decided to let students in school, I'm talking about young kids, just go to any bathroom they want. And it says that includes lockers. Chicago School District has 392,000 students in 660 schools. They will now have access to any restroom or locker that, and I love this line, that corresponds with their gender identity.
What?
Now, do you know how vague and hard to prove that is?
Yeah.
All they're saying is if you identify more as a girl, but you've got a wiener, go on in the girl's bathroom. Now, when somebody calls you aside and says, why did you go in there? You go, well, I identify. Who are they to say that you? I don't get this. Here's the thing. Let's just go ahead. I changed my mind. I wanted bathrooms with a P or a V on them. I've changed my mind. It's just a welcome. That's all it says. Everybody. And let's do that. Let's, all over the country, let anybody who wants to go into the other side. How many people do you think would actually even do that? Very few.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm actually good with that because at Busch Stadium and at Scott Trade Center, there are more women's bathrooms than there are guys.
There usually are.
Yeah, if a guy's line is really, really long, we might as well just start going in the women's.
Oh, really? I thought it was always the other way around.
No, I think it's more women's.
Because the women have to sit and everything, and it takes a lot longer. Do you always see longer bathrooms for men?
The reason there are more women's restrooms. There are always more in most any modern venue.
But it's always usually long lines from what I've seen
for the women's
room. Yeah.
Well,
they have a whole process.
But you're right. They take longer, so the line is, they need more restrooms. They do stuff we don't do. We don't have to really adjust anything.
No.
You know? And we don't even take time. It's not even a sit and run. It's stand, gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for us. So my point is this. Chicago, one, you go downtown, you probably get murdered. And now this. But then I'm torn because I thought, okay, I'm okay with this. They're saying, yeah, do whatever you want. Go in any restroom you want. I just can't imagine that that's not going to lead at some point to something really bad.
Really bad. I think it will.
Now, what about this? What if they said, okay, we will let a Bruce Jenner, who's now that other thing, we will let him go into a women's restroom, but he must be dressed as a woman. He must have on a dress. That, to me, would kind of make more sense that if you truly identify, then you need to look and dress the part, and we have no problem with that. Because I don't think, women would be uncomfortable if two of them are talking and they're up at the makeup mirror or whatever, and in walks Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think, because women are so accepting of gays and they are. I think they would start a conversation with her and get pictures taken.
Well, and they all go into a stall, so you have the option to go into a stall and close the door. They don't have urinals,
right?
In the women's bathroom. So,
and again, as I stated, I think it's worse when we do this for women. It's more of an invasion of privacy when a guy walks into the women's room than it is the other way around. It just is. Mm-hmm. It just is. I'm sure they're not thrilled about some of it. I'll tell you a story, and I bet you didn't know this story. In 1912, you know what Hellman's mayonnaise is?
Yeah.
Sure.
I like Miracle Whip myself. But
I
in 19,
too.
Yeah, we just, it's bitter, the other one. 1912, Hellman's mayonnaise was manufactured in England. In fact, the Titanic was carrying 12,000 jars of Hellman's mayonnaise. They were supposed to be dropped off for delivery. Here it is, Veracruz, Mexico, which was the next port of call for this ship. It would have been the largest single shipment of mayonnaise ever delivered to Mexico. But, of course, the Titanic sank. And the people in Mexico who were crazy about the mayonnaise were waiting for the delivery, and they weren't happy when it didn't. In fact, they declared a national day of mourning.
Oh.
It occurs every year on May 5th, known as Cinco de Mayo. Thank you to the 8 people that sent me that. I've seen
Cinco
it before.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Get it?
Yes.
Now, this is fun. Billion. It used to be that if somebody said a billion, you could hardly comprehend it. Now we've got, 15,000 billionaires. The national debt has even... We skip billion. We're in the trillions. But billion, when you hear somebody's a billionaire, I like this breakdown. An ad agency broke some stuff down. And listen to this. A billion seconds ago, it was about what year, Peon? 1 billion seconds ago, about what year would you say it would be?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Don't look
billion
it up.
Seconds.
A billion seconds. How many years ago? What year?
1875.
Oh, good night.
I was going to say like 1980. Or
1959.
Oh.
1959. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was alive. A billion hours ago, it was the Stone Age. A billion days ago, no animal walked on the earth on 2 feet. Now, they've included taxes. This was kind of a political thing, and I took the politics out of it and mention of candidates, but these are actual just facts from the national tax something. You and I, folks, every time you pay your bills, and we did this a little bit with a couple of utility bills and a phone bill. We went through and read some of the things you're paying for. 50 cents here, a dollar here. I'm going to read you a list of things every one of us, taxes we are all paying, and don't even know we're paying some of them. Some you pay all the time, some you pay from time to time. Here we go. Building permit tax. If you have ever done anything to your home or added anything, believe me, you got that. CDL license tax for truck drivers. Cigarette tax, corporate income tax, a dog license tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax for those people on, you know, welfare, fuel permit tax. That's in your, when you pump at the gas, you pay that. Gasoline tax, you pay that, and a fuel pump tax. Hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, which is tax on top of tax, IRS penalties, which is tax on top of tax, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, property tax, real estate tax, service charge taxes. You ever see that? If you go to checkout, they go service charge.
Yes.
What service? They don't clarify. Social Security tax, road usage tax, sales tax, recreational vehicle tax, school tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax, federal tax. Get your phone bills out, folks. Here you're going to find these. I'm not kidding. Telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal, state, and local surcharge tax, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax, telephone recurring and non-recurring charges tax, telephone state and local tax, telephone usage charge tax, utility tax, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workman's compensation tax. And there,
wow,
a list of all the taxes we pay. And most of you pay 90% of the things I read off. I just do not. And if you call your phone provider, I did this. And go down there and find some of these. Say, hey, I want to just ask you about this service fee tax and surcharge. They cannot tell you. They don't even know. They have no idea. Well, I'm not sure. Have to have somebody get back to you on that. Go through your phone, your cell phone bill, and just start looking real closely at nickel and dime and all that stuff. Would anybody object to just getting a bill and it said, here's your basic package, just three things we need to know. And there's the amount, here's what you owe. No, that's too simple. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I will dedicate this to Sandy. You did say today's her birthday.
Yes.
All right, Sandy, this is for you because it's one of the, there aren't many birthday jokes, but I think this is a good one. I won't make Sandy, I won't put her in the joke, I'll just dedicate it to her. So we'll call this guy Rob, and it's Rob's birthday. Same as Sandy's birthday, they have the same birthday. And Rob is in his apartment, and the doorbell rings. And he goes to the door, and the guy says, I'm looking for Rob Poontangara. And he says, I'm Rob Poontangara. He says, Mr. Poontangara, I have a telegram for you. He reaches out and hands it to him, and Rob says, No. It's my birthday. I want a singing telegram. Because I've always heard about those singing. That's what I want, singing telegram. And the guy says, sir, I'm not a singing telegram guy. I'm just basic. Here's a telegram. He says, hey, look. It's my birthday, man. It's my birthday. I want to sing. Is that too much to ask? And he starts to kind of get belligerent. He's had a couple of drinks because it's his birthday. It's my birthday. I don't think it's that big a deal to ask you to just sing me whatever the card says, probably a birthday card, whatever it is. Don't read it. Just sing it to me. Now the delivery telegram guy's getting kind of nervous because Rob is losing it. And he says, sir, for the last time, he goes, sing the telegram! He says, okay, sir, if you insist, and your sister Rose was killed in a head-on collision.
Meet me. All right, let's get a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, they cleared the accident that was on eastbound 44 near Grand earlier, but you still have a jam that goes from Hampton all the way up to Highway 55, from Kings Highway through 55, but westbound 44, things are jamming up from Jefferson out through Hampton. Then you've got southbound 170, some slow to stop and go traffic north of Olive down through Highway 40. Looks like eastbound 70 running slow now between Highway 170 and it looks like Florissant Road. Westbound 70, you're stacked up from Highway 270 out through 5th Street. Also on eastbound 270, McDonald through New Florissant, you're heavy again from looks like Newhall's Ferry out through Bell Fountain. Southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic north of Page down through Highway 44. And then you've got southbound 55 drivers, a stretch of slow pockets between Broadway, 4500 South Broadway, and Revis Barracks. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get Mom a St. Louis Bread Company gift card. She'll love it because for every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. Visit your local bakery cafe for terms and restrictions. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
It starts with a love song. Take me out, she says. To the ball game, he asks. It's time to check the schedule and make a date. For baseball, Cardinals baseball. Why stay home when you can chill in front of St. Louis's newest big screen and watch an award-winning drama with your partner by your side? So don't be shy. Give your loved one the world's biggest diamond. Or share a kiss with 40,000 fans and get ready for some fireworks. A date like this will always be a winner because the best catch of the summer will be sitting right next to you, ready for baseball. Cardinals baseball. The Cardinals host division rival Pittsburgh Pirates the weekend of May 6th through 8th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Just in case you weren't aware of it, Mother's Day is coming quick, which is why you should say,
"Thanks, Mom,"
with a Mother's Day arrangement. One of many from Edible Arrangements into Pear. It comes with honeydew, cantaloupe, pineapple, daisies that say,
"Happy Mother's Day."
Try this.
This is fabulous.
Can't do that with flowers. Go to ediblearrangements.com to see them all. And at the De Pere location, mention KTRS, and you'll save $13.99 on orders of $50 or more. Make Mother's Day special with Edible Arrangements in De Pere on Manchester near I-270.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm, homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and on Saturday, May 7th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store at 4121 Forest Park Avenue in the Central West End has their huge sports memorabilia sale. I'll broadcast live Friday, May 6th, so stop by and say hi. Go to satruck.org for more information.
SoCal. Those Southern California people say that it's Southern California, that takes too long. SoCal. And then in SoCal, there's an area called the Coachella Valley. It's an Indian name. Living in Coachella Valley is the guy who's going to bring you this next report, and he's brought to you by something that Coachella Valley doesn't have, L.A. doesn't have. They don't have Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's restaurant. We do. Down in Chesterfield Valley, right next door is the Smokehouse Market. Proud sponsors of Mr. Evans. Please, if you're in there, tell them your AM and the PM. And remember, gift cards always a good idea. The east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and Smokehouse Market. Now present Mike Evans.
Here it is. I'm on the west end of Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, California. Hey, you know, we were talking earlier today. You called me earlier for a little report, and there's another part of my life that I have got a call since we last spoke from this lovely lady named Anna Scott. She's in casting of a TV show where they find long-lost relatives. And as you know, I just found out a couple years ago that I have a brother that I never knew I had that was born 3 years after I was. I've never been able to find. And now hopefully
the TV show will pick this up and help me find my brother. Just got a call from the casting department. I had sent over some information to them.
Wouldn't it be something, because we told people earlier that your brother, your biological brother, became your sister, transgender.
So that's my half-brother after my mom died, and my father married somebody else.
Okay, this other person you're looking for is a complete, full biological brother.
Right.
Wouldn't it be something if they find him and he's transgender too? And he's now he's your other Brister?
No, I don't think I could have two Bristers.
If that happens, now we got a book.
Okay? I would think so.
Now we got a book.
Yeah. Your pop quiz question today, St. Louis, here you go. Apple CEO Tim Cook. And Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Spent a fortune for personal security. How much does Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spend a year on personal security?
Ooh, good one.
Nothing? $1 million? $3 million? $5 million a year. Answer in a minute. Just got a bunch of odds and ends we need to clear up. First of all, Chelsea Clinton has an exploratory committee looking into her running for New York City Council.
Oh my goodness. No.
We need another Clinton like we need an enema.
No.
There is a new surprising trend in Hollywood. I'm talking to more and more celebrities that are talking about supporting Donald Trump.
Really?
That's odd. Never noticed Ellen DeGeneres having big boobs.
No.
But she's going into the hospital reportedly for a breast reduction.
What? Well, she doesn't exactly wear, clothing that would show that off.
Maybe she wears something to, strap them down.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like those workout sports bras.
BSDs.
What?
Boob strap downers. I just made that up.
Yeah, strap downers.
Regarding spoiled brat, almost clownish Kelly Ripa, who was not contacted by ABC officials about Michael Strahan being moved from live to Good Morning America, GMA. You know, I understand she was frustrated. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Her throwing a fit, slamming the network on the air, then refusing to pick up her home phone and not coming to work for a week. It's ABC's show. It's not her show. If your boss fired or promoted a co-worker and you were unhappy with it, and you threw a fit and you publicly ripped the company, and then you wouldn't answer your phone and you didn't come to work for a week, I don't think you'd have a job.
Well, no, we do. We've just done all those things you mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, you have, yeah.
And we're still here.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so. Frank, I hate to give you bad news.
This better not be another dead rapper.
No. What?
No, it's not a rapper. Mel B has joined Victoria Beckham in pulling out of the Spice Girls summer reunion.
Oh, no.
How are we going to survive another?
There goes my
another,
summer.
Spice Girls reunion.
There goes
Mel
my summer.
B? Oh, man.
Justin Thoreau, Jennifer Aniston's current husband, is considering surgery to have tattoo eyeshadow made permanent, an eyeliner.
Who is?
Justin Thoreau, Jennifer Aniston's husband. She makes him wear it anyway. She says he looks a lot better with the makeup.
What happened? Where are we?
I don't know, but how about this? This is even more bizarre. Amy Schumer says that she uses deodorant on her inner thighs. Now, why is that necessary?
Why do we care?
I don't know. It's just so bizarre. I thought you should know.
Well, now we know.
Huh. Maybe
favorite quote of the week.
Hold on. I think we might be missing a good one here. What, Peon?
Maybe to counteract the Fromunda cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she could have a...
You might have a little...
They might just say there may be a little fat full cheese.
Are you ruining my report?
They are. They are. Not me. Not me, Mike.
Thank you. Favorite quote of the week. Quote. The only way you can beat the lawyers is to die with nothing. Kind of like it. Date in history, May 4th, 1970, four students are shot down by National Guardsmen at Kent State University, protesting the Vietnam War.
That was big.
And, this is a forgotten date, but this is a huge date. May 4th, 1865. The Civil War ends. More Americans died in the Civil War than died in World War I, World War II, and the Korean and the Vietnam War.
Wasn't so civil, was it?
It wasn't very civil at all. And finally, on the broadcast.
All right.
Apple CEO Tim Cook, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey spent a fortune for personal security. How much money does Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spend a year on personal security? Nothing. $1 million, $3 million, or $5 million.
This is a good one.
Oh, man. I'll say nothing.
I'm going to say nothing as well.
Well, yeah, because...
To be a
it has
story,
to be nothing.
I think,
I'm going nothing. It has to be nothing. Yeah, otherwise it's not really a story.
He spends $5 million, twice as much as these other CEOs.
Could we have been more wrong?
$5 million a year just for personal security.
Right, now, hold on,
200
hold on.
People that work just on a security team that have his house staked out, everywhere he goes staked out, goes to the store before he does, make sure nobody gets the whole thing.
Wow.
Man. See, how much security do I have? Oh, that's right. Just the bogey.
We have Hebe Jimenez.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day from Hollywood, the land of the fruits, the nuts, and the flakes. Here, we don't trust the air unless we can see it.
That's not even funny. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and right next door is the Smokehouse Market. Please remember that if you give somebody a gift card from either one, it'll go to the top of the gift card stack. Let's put it that way. That's a great way to say to somebody happy whatever or thank you for whatever is those gift cards. So Annie Gunn's and Smokehouse on the east. Smokehouse on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Had a nice, nice conversation. I haven't talked to him for a long time. The guy that owns both of the Good Feet stores, Arnold, and Arnold's last name is really tough to pronounce, but we had a wonderful chat, and he said something very nice to me about the loyalty of this audience. He said, it's different when an AM and the PM person comes in the Good Feet store. They're just different clients. They're just more solid. They know why they're there. They're not dunsing around. And it's a very complimentary, too, about all the business that they've gotten from the show. And they advertise other places. But he said, your audience, to me, he said, your audience must be extremely loyal. And I said, they are. And we talked about a couple of things that I expressed, not concerns, but just question. Like, prices starting at Good Feet at $69.95. I said, that is going to cause a lot of people to, that's the number they're going to hear. It's going to be in their heads. They're going to go in thinking, hey, I'm going to spend $69.95. And he said, well, some do. Some do. Some spend $300. Can't tell you until you get in here and we take a look at the issue. And I thought that was a good way to do it. So I will continue to say, until I'm told not to, that at the Good Feet store, these inserts, these arch supports, start at $69.95. That's where they start. You got feet pain, leg pain, neck pain, hip pain. Interestingly enough, it could be anywhere, but it could be coming from an issue with your feet and the way you stand and walk. Why not give this a shot before a lifetime of painkillers and maybe surgery? Maybe this would be the relief you've been looking for. You could go on Olive Boulevard west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from Friday's. There's also a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or visit online, goodfeetstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Get a final check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Looks like we have an accident on eastbound Highway 40 between, it looks like, Clayton Warson and McKnight, because traffic is backed all the way up to Highway 270. You have southbound 270, a little slow in areas now from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Pretty good run through Highway 55 there. Southbound 55, still heavy Loughborough through Rebus Barracks. Southbound 170 from Olive down through 40. Eastbound 70, 170 past Lucas and Hunt. And then you have eastbound 270. It's getting a little bit better. You're slow now east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most. Ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The Big 550
KTRS, St. Louis.
Folks, I'm on a secret double assignment. These are very rare. I will not be here tomorrow, but Scott Sherman will, so you're going to have a great time tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Got a friend.
friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Two St. Louis police officers risked their lives pulling several people from a burning home. What the chief has to say about their heroic action.
Reaction from Republicans after two presidential candidates drop out of the race in less than 24 hours.
And Horseshoe Lake is back open, the big donation that got power restored to the state park.
Tonight, painting it purple, St. Louis's first purple parking spot. Where and why?
First at 6, two St. Louis police officers are recovering after they were hurt rescuing several people from a burning home.
Boxer Skelly Hoskins joins us live from North St. Louis, where authorities say that these officers, they really went above and beyond the call of duty. Kelly, I mean, these guys are real heroes.
That's right, Rafer. Although it was a fire call, St. Louis City Police Chief Sam Dotson says that his officers were first on the